Well, you, when you were in the Blanchard, did you get that at the Shiva Battle also?
Of course he did.
I don't know. Okay.
When I'm used to say for Ashkofa, I should get paid double.
I used to be the one in the Blanchard. I used to not get upset when the Shiva Battle. But okay, the mice, we'll get back to Tysus.
I mean, I was thinking of a Mahalach that the first Tysus uses the Anansadi. But when you get to one hole and one half, it's possible that the Anansadi doesn't work in that situation.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's you have to start off, like you said, the original Anansadi is on everything. But one guy says a hole and a half, they can't paskin that lumdisha yachloku. It doesn't work. You can't get to the Anansadi.
Okay, I don't know
why you divide it up as quarters one quarter then.
Why can't you get an Anansadi?
I mean, once you say that the first half is gone, you're right, then it doesn't work. But if you say that the pshat is that really we start with everybody's holding everything, but one guy's saying a whole, the other guy's saying a half, Besson cannot come in and say yachloku.
Why not? I'm trying to figure out why not.
Because it's not fair. It's not equitable anymore.
But Lachaira, there's a problem what you're saying. Even if mathematically, even though I understood the Svara, so then you're making trouble. Then we should say Kol Dam Gavar. Lachaira, you can't say structurally what you're saying because Tavis has two gashes. Why do we say Yachleiko?
Yeah.
Why don't we say the Migui to give you the full? The full half, but on the second case, Zomer Kudosh and Zomer Chetzes Shali, you could also ask the Kata, this is first Kasha. Why do we say Yachleiku on the half and give a guy three quarters and a quarter? Why don't we say Kodar Gavar?
Okay.
So you have to give the same tariffs in the second case as in the first case because of an Ansadi. Okay. Right? I think that's Cheshbon wise.
Right.
You have to say that the teretz of an Anansadi applies even in the second case also. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with the kasha of Kol Dam Gavar.
Okay.
So I don't know. Okay, I got he's not here yet. Rafi Freeman also need an answer. Okay. But then I think I said yesterday, a little bit, of the two questions on why the Tavis didn't use the Anansadi in the second Tysis, or the third Tysis, doesn't bother me as much because we don't know what understand the Anansadi. So, you know, when you're dealing with an unknown, there's a very big advantage when you deal with an unknown. You can say whatever you want because you don't understand it. So you can make up whatever you want. But the converse, therefore, bothers me more. That why this first type is didn't use the muktzik. Muktzik we do understand. Muktzik is a standard svara. It's all over shas. So why does if typhus has a svara that migui can't work because it's a migui da haitzi? So why didn't he just say that kol da olam gavar also doesn't work because it's the haitzi? Typhus's whole kasha is mashna me arba. So the burden of proof is on Tysus. Tysus is asking Akasha. He has to prove it to be a good Kasha. So I could give an answer. Listen, by Arba, there's no one Moksik. By Arba, if Louis threw you out a Migui, you would win with the Migui. There's no Moksik. So therefore, there's no Moksik. So there's nothing stopping Kol Dalam Gavar. But by our case, They're both muktzakim. That stops migui, and just like it stops migui, it stops Kol Dam Gavar. You know, it sounds like a very simple answer. So why does Tysus have to come along and be mechadesh, and or at least for sure, what right did he have to ask Akasha? Why does he need to be mechadesh? It's radical chiddush of Anansadi, which everyone goes crazy. Well, we're the Anansadi is superstructure, whatever. Possible as beta and people give, you could say so much easier. Just stand and take the same teretz that Tavis anyway says why there's no migui, And you say that for the same reason. There's no kol dam gavar.
Just one question. I'm not sure if this Rabbi Meltzer was touching on. In the case where one person says the whole thing and one person says, and then we have one person says it's half. So I understand is that the Mishnah said that each person says I need mitzvah means I found it first, right? But the person who says I get half, he's not saying I found it first. He's saying we found it at the same time, right? That has to be his taina. Right. So if we hold according to that second taina, if we hold taka, they picked up at the same time. I don't know if they can make a kinyan at the same time. If they bet some kin of a Kenyan, so maybe
can't pick it up the same than the Kenyan, because that's his taina, the chatzi shani, because we picked it up at the same time and we're kind of half. That's his taina.
I'm saying so. Maybe if he's, how do we know he can make a Kenyan at the same time? If he's trying to make das and the Kenyan the whole thing, and he's trying to make das and the Kenyan the whole thing.
That's the case of the Mishnah. You see from the Mishnah that you can do such a thing. Otherwise, what's his taina chatzi shani?
So I'm saying, so maybe in that case, Tyson's group is saying, Lagabi him, it should be cancellation. Lagabi, the first guy, he's saying you should see me in the whole thing. Lagabi, the other guy, he's saying it should be cancellation. That's what you call Dom Gavar.
No, according to Tom, you're saying he's not making a taina. He's making it, he's the guy says it's mine through a way that's not it cannot taina. That's not a taina. Tommy should lose. He shouldn't get anything. Because the guy says, I was taina, and he tells us how he was taina, and it wasn't a valid kinyan. So it's not a taina. So he
doesn't even have a valid kinyan. He's saying the other guy, in a chanami, he's saying the other guy also doesn't have a valid kinyan. Whatever he has, I have.
No. If you have no taina, if you're admitting that it's not yours, then you can, there wouldn't be, he claims it's his, and you're admitting it's not yours.
I'm saying we're middle of fighting. We're goof in the middle of fighting. Let's continue fighting.
I don't believe that would be true.
Wouldn't that also apply to
Mishnah's case? If you admit that it's not yours and he died as it's his, I don't think there'd be any shy. But also, the case of Kuda emission is not only by Mitzia, it's also by Mekah Humemker. There's a few cases.
Even by Mitzia, it's a rumor come out Aram and it's Chalupi Chaluli Asamis. Doesn't that mean we think there's a possibility to pick it up together?
Yeah, I think so.
Which means you could have a Kenyan by picking it up together.
Yeah, okay.
How is it you call Leo Samus 75-25?
And it's Chalukah, you call Leo Samus 50-50. The Chalukah is 50-50.
How do you get 75?
We get the 50, the other 50 we give you because of Hodas Baldin. And now we're left, first we give a 50 to us Hodas Baldin. And now we're left on the other 50, and that 50.
We're saying Mamna Motel Basafik Holkin on the second half.
How can it be Chaluka Yicholi Os Emes? And you're saying we already give the other guy 50. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I have to think about that. That's what?
Maybe the first guy physically grabbed half, and then effectively they're each
okay. I hear. I don't know the answer, but it's not, you know, it's not our Gemara. How do you get
Chalukah? So then maybe that's MS
on 1/4 and 3/4. Okay, I don't know, but okay, let's go back here. So I would rather work on the other question. So it's up to me. So the question is like this: Why didn't Tysus say? I don't think the right. You two people pick up a mitzvah together; they each get half. I think that's pretty true. So why did Tysus have to say that there's no kol dam gavar because of Anan Tzadi? Let him just say that the exact same reason why there's no Migui doesn't work because Migui the Heights, you know, I'm reading. So Kol Dam Gavar doesn't work for the same reason. Right, that was the question. Right. And anyone else have something they want to say?
Yeah, just one more thing. The idea that the first Tosfos is saying that Anan Tzadi, Maida Tafas High, half and half, that's like the last step in the process, because we're saying that in the first case, they're both holding on to the whole thing. Whether it's like a physical muhsik, but not a real muhsik.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we come up and we say that since we have to paskin or silik or whatever it is, anan sadi demayda tafas haidi dehu, manda tafas haidi dehu. It sounds like in the second case, what we're talking about is before we say the anan sadi step, that half is Reuven's and half is Shimon's, we have to take the rest of the case into account now. And the rest of the case is their tainas. And since the second guy is moda, the half is not his, Mimela, we can't just say Anan Sadi, that half is the first guy's and half is the second guy. So we're stuck. So we have to now take into account that since he was moda about the second half, it's Ki'ilu, the second half. I don't have this whole all worked out. It's Ki'ilu, the second half is a real muhsik. It's Ki'ilu, the second half is a real muhsik. Or that they're shearing a muhsik only on the first half. And therefore, we could bring in the question about the migu to make it full and make it a 50-50 again.
Sorry. What question are you answering? You're answering why the first time is inside the second thesis, but the second time is inside the first thesis.
I guess the second tosis, why it needs to get involved in muhsik again.
Okay, okay. So I'm trying to avoid that question. Okay. I want to ask the answer to the other question. Why? Again, I'm going to repeat again. In other words, the first time it says Anan Sadi, I happen to be that. The Anan Sadi is very unclear where the Anan Sadi goes. So it's a little hard to start asking questions. But the second thesis works with a regular standard migui with muksik. It's a plain ordinary muksik. Muksik is all over Shas. I know what muksik is. Thesis says it's considered migui lahaitzi. So if it's considered migui lahaitzi, then it's also called the ungover lahaitzi. So you say the exact same thing. You can't fight a muksik.
No, the sport is called the ungover, it's not lahaitzi.
Why not?
Because the understanding of Kol Gvar is, we don't know who it is. We're going to let you fight it out and win it. That will assign an owner.
But when you fight it out, you're being mighty from a motzi.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're taking it away.
No, everything is something. I'm not being motzi. I can only be motzi from a vadai. Kol Gvar says, I don't know who it is. There is no vadai.
Bezin never, with an amigo, you also, Bezin don't know whose it is. Tavi doesn't say. Tavi just said that since they're both holding, you can't. That's considered a muksik. Doesn't say because it's a vadai. That was the previous time. I don't see Tavi saying that. The migui and the haitzi.
Also, that says kol olivar can't be motzi. Where does that come from?
I made it up. I'm saying Tavi has a kasha in the first taisis. Why is this different in Arba? So as long as you can come up with a difference between this and Arba, you answer Tavis's kasha. So I say that, listen, Tavis explains by Arba, could you use migui? No, yes, because there's not no muksik. There's no muksik by Arba. So you can definitely use a migui by Arba. Here, can you use a migui? No. So that means that Tavis, you understand that Taoist is different than Arba. Arba, you can't use a migui. You could use a migui because you're not fighting a muksik.
There's no migui in the case of Zemakosha.
Through Yitzhar, there was a migui.
If
there would have been a migui by Arba, then you would have followed the migui. If there's a migui by Taoist, you don't follow the migui. So that shows that halachically, Taoist is different than Arba. So what's Tavis's big gasha? How come by Arba we say kol danam gavar? And by Tavis we don't? I'll tell you a very simple answer. By Arba, you're not fighting against some muksik. Therefore, migui can work, and therefore kol danam gavar can work. By Tavis, where you're fighting against a muksik, so migui can't work, and kol danam gavar also can't work. Nothing can work.
If we're not gonna look at Tosfos and understand what the Anan Sadi is, let's just look at a basic Rush scenario. So the Rush says that we're mechayev to take action because when they're coming and holding, we have to take action. What is lost in that just because of the fact that migui doesn't work? Who cares?
It's not. Look, I'm saying you're fine. Tosfos, you're quoting the Rush's answer, and I'm in Tosfos's kasha, and the Rush's kasha These are not relevant to the answer. The question is, they asked the question, why don't we say call the Adam Gavar? But before the Rosh's answer, there's a very simple answer. Because since they're both muktzik,
doesn't it depend whether you use a called Adam Gavar,
you're going against the muktzik. So
who's going against the muktzik?
Called the guy who's grabbing.
He thinks it's his. He's not a problem.
Yeah, but Bez didn't see him going against a muktzik.
Who said Bez has to get involved?
I don't know who said, but it could be that there's a halacha that Bezin muktzik paskins, muktzik as a kayach of sack, muktzik is a halachic force that makes tells us that we paskin a muktzik mechavero or of a raya. We know in Koatara Guda muktzik paskins. So what's type is this big kasha that do call the Gavar? There's a very simple answer. That maybe when you have a kayacha muktzik, which is paskining yachloiku, so you can't do gold adam gavar. A muktzik.
That's a similar question. Why can't you just say muktzik is the answer? Which is really what the Rosh is saying. That's what the Rosh
didn't say. Muktzik is the answer. Okay, I don't know. The Rosh said something else too. The Rosh, I don't know. But this is. I don't think
so. Can we say that the Anan Sahadi is what's creating the Muktzik?
I was about to say that.
Oops, yes, sorry. It doesn't sound that way. I know you have you do research, but Tavis doesn't say the Bechesed of Hashem Muktzik Zekim Ozeh because of an Anan Sahadi. I know that's very chaser in the word.
That was established in the previous Tosfos already that there's a Muktzik over here, and if the
Muktzik, why wouldn't that automatically follow?
Okay, but there's two prior to that. First of all, if there's really an Ansadi, so the Chari doesn't need the Muktzik. Say it's an Ansadi. And if he's working with an Ansadi, anyway, we need the second step. And second of all, I don't know, he doesn't say anything about the Ansadi. I would say that I would look at other Rishayim who give this answer, type is a Rosh, whatever. And if none of them say the Anan Sadi, I don't know, I would not, if other Rishonim say that the Anan Sadi makes a muktzik, so then I would say that, okay, so type has left it out.
Is there any other Rishonim that actually says Anan Sadi?
You never find anybody else who says that.
Is there any other Rishonim who says Anan Sadi in the first place, besides Tosfos?
That's a good question. So then,
that was like Tosfos is like unique.
So then that would also be. So then, if that would also shlug up Sandy's answer, because I think they do give this answer of Nigud Haitz, the other Rishayim. I think so. So if you can tell, they don't hold the Anan Sadi. In other words, for sure. Either if they hold the Anan Sadi and no one says it, it's sort of like, I don't know, just like, it's one thing to be Daichik one Rishon, but to be Daichik every Rishon. And anybody can tell they don't hold the Anan Sadi, so I'm sure it shows that the muktzik is not based on the Anan Sadi. Okay, then let me try. I had a thought. I don't know. I'll try.
Rebbe said yes.
Let me try. Okay.
This is on Rebbe's side. This is on Rebbe's side.
Okay, but I don't know. Let me say and try anyway. I was going to say it like this. Now it's not. It's a little. I need a two steps. So let me first try the first step, and then you people scream at me. And then I'll try the second step. The first step is very simple. It's a little bit similar to what Rav Nosson Meltzer was saying, but it's not exactly. I'm sorry. It's a little somewhat different. You want to come along and win with a muktzik. By definition, when you do kol adam gavar, there's no muktzik because now the other guy's holding it. It's tukfa kohen. If you it's better than Tukfa Kohen. Tukfa Kohen is Tokef Be'isser. Tukfa Kohen is a Shaila. Tukfa Kohen Motsim Osa Miyada, Ein Motsim Osa Miyada. But that's when the guy is Tokef Be'isser. But here, if we pass and call Donam Gavar, so he's Toface Beheter. So everyone would, so now, what are you going to say? You're fighting a Moksik. Not anymore. In other words, by the migui is finding the muktzik, but called on a gavar, Gupa is not finding a muktzik, because the called on a gavar causes that the moksha disappears, right? In other words, there's a trick we always say that a weaker guy can fight a stronger guy if he pulls the plug on it. Rishima used to say that, when you have a fight, so always a stronger guy wins. But there's sometimes that you pull the plug on the guy. You make him disappear. If you make him disappear, then you can beat even a stronger guy. You sabotage him. So the Kol Danam Gavar sabotages the Muksik, because the Muksik's power is out of the enemy suffix. Well, you that was yesterday, but today you're not you can't say anymore out of the enemy suffix. So as soon as I do Kol Danam Gavar, your power of out of the enemy suffix disappears because you're not holding anymore. I'm holding. You're not the Muksik. You say, I'm the Muksik, not anymore. The power of Muksik disintegrates.
Why couldn't we say it by Migu, for example? The once Beznik believes the Migu.
Well, because by Migu, he doesn't take it away from you. You're still holding it.
No, once Beznik gives it to the other guy.
Okay, so then Beznik can't give it to the other guy. There's a guy's holding it. Holding it.
But how can we let the guy grab it? It's the first guy's holding it.
That's called on Gava. By Migu, the guy's holding it, and now you want to go ahead and Paskin, it's not his. Excuse me, I'm holding it. Bezin Paskin, it's not mine. I'm the Gava that gave the Yedach LeBeYasha. I have a Muksik. The Muksik says, "You Bezin, you have no right. You can't take it away from me." But if there's a psak of Kol Danam Gavar, then the Kol Danam Gavar doesn't need to be
carried
with the Muksik, because the Kol Danam Gavar, once we activate Kol Danam Gavar, then there is no Muksik.
Are we basically saying that, you know, today you're a Muksik and we just telling you go outside Beis Din and rearrange the Muksik?
Yeah. Once we say Kol Danam Gavar, then you stop being a Muksik. So if the other guy grabs it, so since it was Tfisa Beheter, because Bezin Paskin Kol Danam Gavar, so you're not a Muksik anymore.
But how can Bezin make such a psak if there's already a Muksik now?
Well, okay. You happen to be right. Now the answer I said doesn't make any sense, right? In other words, it's called a Muksik makes a psak in. Then the Muksik paskins that it's the person is holding it, then you can't say Kol Danam Gavar. You say that it's Tfisa B'Isser. You know, that if Muksik works, so right now Muksik paskins that it's his. So you Bezin could never say Kol Danam Gavar. It would be mamish, not like the Rush. That would be much worse than the Rush. That would be real Geneva. Not because of the Rush as far, because there's a psakdin of Yachloiku based on Muksik, and now you're telling him do Kol Danam Gavar, that can't be. So I would say add another point, and that is the beauty of what we said yesterday, that this Muksik here is different than every other Muksik, because over here they're both Muksik. So we said, and every Muksik, we said, it's very likely the Muksik is also, we said that it could be that Muksik, besides being a defensive force, but it's also an offensive force. According to what we quoted from the Shmaitza, why it beats a Rive. That's why you're going to be cash and Isha with Muksik, maybe, if you hold the money. So then, if Muksik is an offensive force, and the Muksik says that it's yours, so Bezin can't say, the guy's mamish Muksik, only one person's Muksik, Bezin can't say Kol Danam Gavar, that would be ridiculous. According to my logic, you know, one guy's holding. Bezin can say, okay, we're going to Paskin Kol Danam Gavar. Bezin, that you can't do that. The Muksik Paskin is mine. How can you say Kol Danam Gavar? But over here, they're both holding. So the Muksik can't say with a beer that it's mine. All the Muksik can say, out of the enemy subject. Out of the enemy subject doesn't say it's mine. It just says alto tiene mi suffix. So then we're allowed to paskin kol don and gavar, because kol don gavar, we don't know it's yours. And then there's gufa, you lose your power of alto tiene mi suffix. In other words, if you have a birur, then it's yours. So Bezin can say kol don and gavar. But if your only power is alto tiene mi suffix, so then, well, what do we care? That power is going to disintegrate. So okay, so right, the second you take you grab it, there is no power of alto tiene mi suffix. So what's the problem? But no, everyone's speechless.
Can we try it again?
Saying if you would have a normal one person's muksik, so then it's a davar pashit bezin kunat paskin kol don gava. You can't say with my crazy svara that well your muksik isn't worth anything because as soon as I paskin kol don gava you won't be muksik. You know, very nice, but right now I'm muksik and my muksik makes a beer that is mine. So it's the muksik mevayer, it's vaday mine. So you can't go ahead and grab it. It's vaday gezo. Of course, you can't do kol don gavar when there's one muksik. But over here, there's not one muksik, they're both muksik. So out the positive birur of muksik, the two positive birurim cancel out. That's what we said yesterday. That a positive birur, if you have two equal positive birurim on the opposites, and they cancel out. So the positive birur of muksik that it's yours is canceled out by a positive birur that it's his, the other guy. So there ain't no positive birur that's yours. The only thing is that we said the only thing that cancels out is offensive kaiches, but defensive kaiches don't get canceled out. So you, each of you have a defensive kayak of alto tiene mi suffix. So I'm saying if you only have a defensive kayak of alto tiene mi suffix, but you don't have any offensive kayak. So the only thing is that you're defensive, alto tiene mi suffix. So I can say this, and I don't have to be worried about your defensive, because the moment I do kol don gavar, that defensive kayak disappears. If it's an offensive kayak, that's like a birur. So there was a birur here. The birur was a birur, a halachic birur. Can't say it disappeared, but it was here. It was here at Paskin. You know, it's like two Adam come. They detracted, they dropped dead. Doesn't make a difference. We paskin. So if one person's holding and he has a muksik and the muksik paskins, it's his. So you can't go ahead and do kol don gavar because the muksik already paskins, it's his. And the muksik, you know, there's a psak din based on the muksik that is his. But but when both are muksik, so there's no birur that it's his. The only thing you have is a defensive force of alto tiene mi suffix. You have no right to take it away from me. So then we say, sorry, listen, once we do kol don am gavar, so we don't have to be worried about your defensive kaya.
And once we follow Migu.
And what about Migu?
Because Migu doesn't undermine. Migu, he still has to worry about the
Migu's not. Migu's Araya. Why doesn't Migu work as Araya?
Because
it's not Malik Kovlik anymore.
This is what we this time Chan and Tysis, because Migu is not a Raya Vadoyas, because there's a myriad of our people that don't think of the good Taina, and therefore a Migu is considered an alto tiene mi suffix. A Migu is not a 100% birur. It's only a 90% 100% birur. It's a suffix raya. It's a probable raya, whatever it is. Migu is in the realm of motzi misuffik because there's a myriad of people that don't think of the migui. So migui, that's top chan and taisis. There's nothing to what I'm saying. That's chan and taisis in the taisis. That migui can't be motzi from a muksik, even from an alto tiene mi suffik kind of a muksik, because the migui is a suffix. Migui is a suffix birur because it's not a vadai birur. There's a mere chance that the birur amir is a migui is not a good birur. Maybe you didn't think of it. There's a suffix, what we said yesterday, that a birur that's in the Torah is a vadai birur. Torah says to Aden, that's a vow thy beer. Because Torah says so. Torah says chazaka, that's a vow thy beer. Torah said you rely on chazaka. It could be Rav is a vow thy beer because the Torah said Gazina Basaruba. But Migoy is a svara. It's a human svara. We made it up. We said we have a proof. And maybe if you would know more of the facts, it would be a proof. If you want to understand the person, if you knew the psychology of this guy better, it would be a proof. Even you admit that it's not, and it could be that by this guy, it's not a proof. And so it looks like to us if there's a proof. So Migoy is only a suffix beaver. So Migoy has a problem of Alto Temi Suffix kills Migoy. But I'm saying Alto Temi Suffix can't kill a Kol Dolam Gavar because the moment you grab, then you're no longer a Muksik. So there is no longer a Kol Dolam Gavar. It's better than a Tfisa of Takfa Kohen, Emotsima, Samiyada, because it's a Tfisa Beheter. So just like Takfa Kohen, Emotsima, Samiyada, if according to those cheetahs, because now I'm Muksik. So shorty over here, once you do a Kol Dolam Gavar, a Tfisa Beheter, so now you're no longer Muksik, I'm Muksik. So when you come along and you say, I'll touch this enemy subject, that can't stop a Kol Dolam Gavar. Because the Kol Dolam Gavar undermines the makes the power of my Alto Temi Suffix disintegrate.
Rebbe holds up the Shmaitz.
Rebbe, just one point. If the person who's claiming Chetzishli came in holding the whole talus, what would Rebbe say there?
I was saying before that if only one person is Muksik, so then, of course, I would never say such a thing because over there, the muksik is a birur. Muksik we said yesterday, is muksik is a multifaceted power. Muksik works act as a positive birur and as a alto tanami suffix, as a offensive and defensive. So if you have an offensive kayach, so you have a beaver, then once you have a beaver, even if you stop holding it, that once you add a beaver, then the beaver, we always keep the beaver in the world. The beaver remains. You add a beaver, you weren't allowed to go against that beaver. You can't go against that beaver. And you know, you can't go ahead and make the beaver disintegrate. It was a beaver. So if you would go ahead, if the guy would have a muksik and he's holding it alone, you would never say, Kol Dolam Gavar.
No, here,
they're both holding it. So I'm telling you that I'll see offensive kayach, the two muksiks cancel out. So there is no offensive beer. There is no beer whatsoever. The only thing that you're left is just a purely alto tami suffix, sort of. That granted, I'm no better than him, and there's no beer that it's mine. But even though there's no bira that it's mine, and there's no force to deny, no bira, I don't just mean a logical bira, halachic bira, din bira, any halachic kayach, there's no halachic kayach saying it's mine, because any halachic kayach saying it's mine is canceled out by the halachic kayach that he has saying it's his. So the only thing I have is, okay, granted, it's not mine, but you can't take it away from me. So you say, well, okay, but the moment I grab, then I could take it away from you. So you lose your power. The Kol Dolam Gavar has the ability to undermine, to pull the plug on your power of Alto Temi Suffix. So therefore, there's no problem. Taivis understood as a Dover Pashit that you're never gonna kill a Kol Dolam Gavar with an Alto Temi Suffix. You kill a Kol Dolam Gavar with a muksik because muksik normally is not only defensive, it's also offensive. You can be mekadesh and isha pashtas. When you want some muksik paskins, it's yours. You can be mekadesh and isha with that money, according to many people. So that somehow it's a beaver. It's telling you, it makes it yours. I don't know, whatever the hesber is. So, but here, we're not saying, we're claiming this muksik, you would not be able to make cash and isha with. Because when two people are holding a taoist, there's no halachic bira that it's yours. It's only that altel tiana, you can't take it away from the guy. So therefore, the kol danim gavar, which is a tfisa beheter, achas shenodan hasavik, so to speak, is able to get rid of that. So I don't care if you, I don't care about your altel tiana misafik. Now you know that was a myth yesterday, but now I could be my misafik because you're not holding anymore.
I was really asking if they both started out holding the tallis, and now one of them comes into Beis Din holding the tallis alone. He claims chetzi shalim.
I don't know.
No, because again, it's very relevant. Because
how do we?
A lot of the mafarshim say that our Mishnah is, which I think Rebbe would also presume, that our halacha of our Mishnah is true, even if when they come into court, they're not both actually still holding. At one point they were both holding the tallis.
Okay, I don't know why that's too much bikinis for me. I don't know the bikinis. Not just I don't deny your foul thing that it could be if once they were both holding, then we consider that they're still both holding. I don't know. The Gabi, the Kayach of Birur, they consider the both, but Gabi, the Kayach of Birur Shabbat.
But there is no koach habirur. There is no koach habirur.
Well, because that's right. But so the gabi the koach habirur is considered they're both holding, and it cancels out. And all you have is a koach of altel tiana misafek.
Right. So I'm saying the halacha should be according to Rebbe, and in the case of kula shli and chetzi shli, that if one person is holding it at the point in which they come into Beis Din, even though there's witnesses to the fact that they both were holding it initially, that the halacha would not be zenoto shlosha halakim.
In other words, if he came into Beis Din and he first said it's taina now, at a point in time when only he's holding it, so yeah, that would be true. Okay, I mean, I know you. Is that no one said that? Is that true?
And the problem is then that the chor the same thing would be true in the ratio of the Mishnah of Shnaimoks and the Talisani Kula Shali, right? It would be fair to say that the Seifa is only where they're both coming into the court holding it together, and the ratio is even when they didn't both come in holding it.
Okay, I don't know. You have to show me. I don't know. I hear. Maybe you're right. I don't know. In other words, I think it's a good point. In other words, if Tysus is saying that the reason why the migui doesn't work is because it's a haitzi, and we set up yesterday that it's not working offensively, it's only defensive, then the chayra, you need the, I don't know, okay, I would think you need to be holding at the time that the migui comes in, at the time of the tainis. Okay, you're right.
How do we know that Tysus, our Tysus, Tysus number three, is not only going in the end, the maskana of Tysus number two? Meaning he only would say Migaloi to Loyam Rinan because of the fact that Lamais at the end he comes up with there's an Ansadi and this, whatever. Then maybe he wouldn't even come up with Migaloi to see if
two answers.
What?
Two answers. That's what Sandy said. So that's a psychological answer because that you lose your oomph to fight for it because that's someone else said it already.
Chas v'shalom, we're fighting Laman Emes.
No. That's the first answer. Second answer is I told him to say two things. Is that one, it's a chaser in the lashon. If Tavis needs the Anan Sa'adi, then Pashas, he should have
needs
said.
Any Tavis just assumes it and then any other Tavis.
I don't know that this Tavis, I don't know if that's so true. Tavis counts on what he said in the last Tavis without quoting. I don't think that's really true. It's not one big Tavis. It's a separate Tavis. Tavis is relying on what he said in the last Tavis. I don't know. It's a little Tavis.
But isn't that really what Rebbe's doing in the answer?
Let me talk, please. So I think it's a little Tavis in the Lashon. So I told him to look at other Rishonim. And especially if you find that other Rishonim don't say the same thing as Migel HaHitzi and nobody says an Ansadi, it's just to me, it's like lightning doesn't strike five in the same time five times. It's taichik in the lashon of Tavis, it's taichik in everybody else's lashon. I don't know, I would not buy it in the taichik lashon. And I also, that was first of all. And second of all, I said, I think I araya, because chayra, you have to say that for some reason, which we did not explain, that the second, in the gabi, the second Tavis, there is no anan sadi, the gabi, the migri, because chayra, if there was an Ansadi, the Gabi, the Migui, then Tavis could have just answered, that there's no Brahma Migra because you're finding an Ansadi. So apparently, for some reason, which we do not know why, and maybe guys are offering different possibilities, that for some reason, the Anansadi that Taivas said in the first Taivas does not apply in the second Taivas. Because he, when you say Kudashani, Bechetzichani, that then the Anansadi doesn't apply. That seems to be the Mukhluk structurally in Taivas. So then you can't turn around and say that the second Taivas is based on the Anansadi. Because if it was based on the Anansadi, which is so posh and Taivas didn't have to say it, so what was his Gasha? You don't say Mika because you're finding
Anansadi. Isn't Rabbi based on the Maskana? Isn't Rabbi based on the structure on the Maskana of the Taivas anyway? In the with the answer that you're giving,
I'm saying that Taivas for some reason or another, in case number two is Emre Kushi, is Emre Chetzeshi, obviously there is no Anansadi. If there would have been Anansadi, Taivas would not have a Kasha. Why is there no Anansadi? I don't know. But that doesn't, for some reason, I say it doesn't bother me so much because I don't know why there was an Ansadi in the first place. So it's like easy come, easy go.
Okay, so then why don't we see Miguel Heights? Why do we see Miguel Heights?
Makes it go away. So, but it's Mokrof Mineu Bey and Tysus that in the second Tysus there is no an Ansadi because Lulu Yitzroy, there would have been an Ansadi in the second Tysus, then Lechairo, or the third Tysus. Then Taivas would not have a good Gasha. What's his Gasha say? Amigo is a simple answer. Migra versus an Ansadi loses. Migra b'makom eidim for sure loses. So Taivas would not have a Gasha.
The Ansadi says half and half. So how could that answer up the question?
The Ansadi says half and half on the part that they're arguing, not on the part that they're not arguing. Pashtas. The Anansadi, the Anansadi would not say happen, you know, it's only talking about the part that the Chayra, the Anansadi is only on the part that they're arguing.
But how does that work? How does Anansadi know where to stop? Based on their tainas?
Because yes, because he's saying.
Okay, so at that point, the Migu comes in when we look at their tainas.
The Anansadi is only on the half. So whatever, so I'm saying Taisus, the Chayra, what would be Taisus is Kasha, they made the Migu. There's an Ansadi against the Migli. So apparently, there is no Ansadi. So I don't know. So you tell me because the Ansadi is on the whole half, and then I don't know, whatever it is. But you want to say that Tanitaiva says, Migli, he's talking about the Chet of Hasheni that they're arguing about. Okay.
In order for the Ansadi to know where to end. Is non-sadi just to drop right in the middle of the 75-25?
And because once you make a hodah, we don't care about the non-sadi.
Your mother is
the hodah. Is that right?
Exactly. So, and once you make the hodah, but then right when you make the hodah, migu should pop right in right there.
Why? But now there's a non-sadi that half of this is not yours.
No, when you made the ha-hodah, automatically your hodah includes a migu that should tell you that your hodah really counts as 50. And then the non-sadi is 50-50.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
There's a Taisus Arash that might help us. I was just going to get it quickly today.
Okay, you're trying to answer the other question. I was trying to keep away from the other question.
Okay
maybe. One Rabbi Nelson?
I think we should. I was suggesting to look at the Tosfos Arash.
Okay, you want to read it to us?
No, I don't have it here in front of me. I have it downstairs, unfortunately.
Okay, so, well, I would like to do, we have one day more day for tomorrow, that I would like to see the Nemuka Yosef, only because the Nemuka Yosef is a world famous Nemuka Yosef. So, you know, we try to get Ian, we also want to get a little Bikias. So the Nemuka Yosef here is a famous Nemuka Yosef in Klalei Migli, that he goes ahead and he gives other answers to Taisus's Kasha and why it's not halachically a good Migli. But I'll look at the Taisus Arash, but he not there. But I would like to do, really I'd like to go off this topic. And Nemuka Yosef is different than Taisus, he argues with Taisus. But I just like to get that Bikias. In Shas, you know, I like to get that, you know, the you know, he has certain rules. Look at Yosef puts down certain rules in Migui. That's very interesting. Okay, but anyway, that's as far as the best I can do. I don't think it's so crazy. Is that thing? But maybe it's crazy. I don't know. Maybe it is crazy. But I'm trying to say that since there's a din, especially according to the Rambam holds talk for going emot emos omiyado. I believe, right? Is that, I got it backwards? I think so. Right? The Rambam, Now, and even the people that disagree with that, that's because it's a tfisa be'isr. So a tfisa be'isr is not a tfisa. But here, if you do kol dadam gavar, it's not a tfisa be'isr. So there's no reason why you should be matzim oso miyado. So it stops. It takes away. Because over there, by Tokfot Kohen, the person had a muksik. He had a muksik which was offensive and defensive. So then already, it's a whole tumult. And it makes sense, it's a tumult. I had an offensive kayach of muksik. So now you go and you grab. But what about what happened to my offensive kayach? So you had no right to grab. You were going against my offensive kayach. Excuse me, how did you grab? And yet there's still a day that emot emos omiyado. So, but here, where there is no offensive kayach, because the offensive kayach got neutralized because of the two yachlegos, the two muksiks. So you're only left with a defensive kayach. So I would like to claim even the shita that holds takfo koeh motzi emos omiyado would be made over here. Because in Tokfot Kohen, you were grabbing against an offensive kayak, which makes a beerus, and you're stamiganov. It's a tfisa b'gneva. Tfisa b'gneva is worthless. Till you grabbed, we paskin b'tayres vadoyes, it wasn't yours. The muksa came along and paskin vada is not yours. Now comes along the kayak and grabs it. Chutzpashenka mayo. So then there's a svara, takva koim osim osam yado, your tfisa is worthless, it's a gneva, just because a person steals doesn't give him any rights. But over here, where the two muksiks cancel out, so we had no beer whatsoever that it was the other guy. We weren't assuming it's vada, the other guy. I don't think it could have been Mekadosh and Isha.
The Shem Shmais be moided to this. The Rebbe brought the Shem Shmais that the Muxik has an offensive. So the Shmais will be moided that if there's two people, they lose the offense.
That's what I like to claim. Yes. Because
at which point can they marry? At which point can they marry an Isha? When a non Sahadi
makes a Muxik and you're not, and the other guy's not Muxik. So your Muxik is an offensive beer that it's yours.
Now a case. In Tosfos, right? There's two people holding on to the towel. So which point can they marry an Isha? Which point?
Maybe
the Nansahadi does that? Which point?
I don't know. If there's a Nansahadi, then maybe you could. But at least in our second Tosfos,
right?
For some reason, we don't have this Nansahadi. So
they can't marry an Isha.
You could not marry, you shouldn't be able to marry an Isha because you're only winning, assuming there's no Anan Saadi in the second Tisus. We don't know why. We'll have to come up with an explanation why there's no Anan Saadi in the second Tisus. But assuming there's no Anan Saadi, so then you want to go ahead and only force that you're winning is a Muxik, but your Muxik is equalized by the other person's Muxik. So the two Muxiks cancel out. So then you're just left with an altal tiyanami sofek. I don't think you can be a kash and isha an altal tiyanami sofek because it's not, we're not saying it's yours. So, when the other guy grabs it, so now you lose your altal tiyanami sofek. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So even if there's no anan sahadi, shouldn't there still be at least a rush's level of a force because of Gezel or whatever the other svara is?
This I would agree with Rav Nosson Meltzer, that if Taivis Kasha was, I see from Arbe, that the right thing to do is called Adam Govar. So if the right thing to do is called Adam Govar, then you can't call the guy a Russia. In other words, Arbe shows that when you have a suffix, the right thing to do is called Adam Govar. So now,
the Mishnah says three quarters, one quarters.
Okay, but Taivis Kasha. We're talking about Taivis, we're saying why Taivis and the top Taivis didn't use the answer of Muxix. We're saying like this: Taivis asked a Kasha. I see from Arba that when you have a suffix, the right thing to do is call Adam Gava, not Yaflaik. Now over here, you go. So how come over here we don't do call down gavar? So you're gonna tell me, well, because each guy, the guy's muksik. Say, well, listen, if the muksik would make a beer, so then I understand. You makes a beer, then you're doing gazo. Okay, then you're right. But the muksik here can't make a beer. All the muksik can say is alto tianami suffix with a no beer. But since the yashrish, the right thing to do is I see from Arbe. That the right thing to do misavek is called the adam gavar, and once you do call the adam gavar, then the muks, the man, the kavrei keva of shavya disintegrates. So why shouldn't you do call the adam gavar? There's no positive beer, and there won't be any defensive beer either.
Why is it disintegrating? Why is it disintegrating after call the adam gavar? Why does it take Kol Da'ol and Gavar to disintegrate it? Why can't it do that before Kol Da'ol? Before Kol Da'ol
and Gavar? Kol Da'ol and Gavar, each one's holding the whole
island.
So Taisa says, that's why Migui doesn't work, because each one has an Alto Tsianami suffix. So the Alto Tsianami suffix, we say two Alto Tsianami suffix don't cancel out. That's how we learn Shad and Taisa's tariffs. Defensive forces don't cancel out. So each one has an Alto Tsianami suffix, and it don't cancel out, so you can't use a migui. But when you want, but you want to utilize Kol Da'olam Gavar, so the Kol Da'olam Gavar will make the defensive force disintegrate because he's no longer holding it. Migui doesn't say he's no longer holding it, so you're still fighting the defensive force.
Could Rebbe say how the Anan Sadi now saves the day? I'm not following how.
No, so then that's why Taivis had a kasha that you should be able to say called on gavar. Advertises because he called on gavar is going against an ansadi. We don't do called on gavar when there's a beer of an ansadi against you.
But an ansadi is coming from the physical holding.
I don't care where it's coming from. In the ma'isa, there's an ansadi. So obviously we have a beer. Saying anytime you have a beer, you're not going to do called on gavar. Yeah, I said, even if you had a beer of muksik, like the Shev Shemaitse, you're not going to do Kol Da'olam Gavar. So if you have a beer of an ansadi, if you have any offensive power, you're not going to do Kol Da'olam Gavar. I'm only saying,
you don't have
an offensive power. You only have a defensive power. So that means then we don't have to be concerned because you're not accusing me of being a ganav because you're not offensive. You're only saying defensive, but your defensive power disagrees. It will disintegrate. So who cares about your defensive power?
The answer of Tosus, the Chiddush of the Tosus answer is that even though your offensive power disintegrated, the Anan Sadi coming from physically holding it created a new offensive power?
Yes. That's a different offensive power. That's not the offensive power of Muksik. That's the offensive power of Anan Sadi.
So the Rebbe has machlokes between the Rush and Taisvis whether or not somebody marries an Isha with this talus before the Nansahadi.
Okay. I don't know. According to
Rush, there's no Nansahadi. You still have the same problem as before. So according to Rebbe, if somebody marries an Isha, they have a big problem. According to Taisvis, they have a Nansahadi.
Okay. That should be my biggest problem.
And that answers the other question, which was, why doesn't Taisus use
the Rush's answer? And the Rush says there isn't. So I don't know. It does sound like, you know, it doesn't sound so crazy. You know, you're saying, oh, it's crazy. I mean, Taisus says there's an ansadi, and the Rush says there isn't an ansadi.
Yeah, because Pasha is whether you need it or not. The Pasha is whether you need an ansadi not to get to that level.
The Rush doesn't have it. That doesn't need it. You know,
the fact that Taisus gives a more extreme answer than the Rush, does that mean that in his Havamina, he held like the Rush's answer already at that point?
No. It means he holds the Rush's answer doesn't work.
Meaning what?
He doesn't agree with the Rush's answer.
He holds that there's no obligation?
He holds that Kol Dunam Gavar is a valid Saka Bezin. It's not a Sidik. Pashup Shan and Tysus. The Rosh said that Kol Dunam Gavar is a Sidik, and Bezin aren't allowed to be Mesadik when someone's holding, because then it's causing a Geneva. He doesn't hold that. He holds that Kol Dunam Gavar is a valid Psak, and since it's not Geneva, if it works, especially when I'm saying it, because now it's Kol Dunam Gavar goes ahead and just and takes away your Altos Yami Sapek, and there's no Geneva. Bezin told me to do Kol Dunam Gavar. You can't call that Geneva, and you have no Altos Yami Sapek because he got disintegrated.
I'm not a Bekiyas guy, but I heard that the Shitas Atosis is that if you pass King Kol Dunam Gavar and he comes, somebody the Taki gets it, somebody can always come back and get it later on. They can keep fighting for the rest of their lives.
Okay, but that's not fair because that Bekiyas comes from a different Taisis in Baba Basra. And the Taisis in Baba Basra might say like the Rush. So I think the Taisis in Baba Basra is much more like the Rush. So you know we don't have we don't know what our type is as Bekiyas is. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so
our Tosis, the second Tosis, is able to use the defensive muxik to answer the Migu question.
Yes. Just
to wrap it all up.
Yes.
Right. And just to clarify, so we're saying that the Shevchmaitza's offensive element or part of muxik is not the same as the Anan Sahadi. It's two different things.
Right. Anan Sahadi, the Shev Shemaitza's offensive was created. He explains it. He says it's based on Ba'is HaMinuga. It's based on Chazaka. It's not Anan Sahadi. It's based on the force of Chazaka. Torah says that he thinks in a status quo of yesterday, so the Shev Shemaitza says that the Kava Chomer.
Yeah, it's even better.
If you leave in the status quo right of yesterday, so surely leave in the status quo of today. But that's, you would never call that a non-Sadi. A non-Sadi is logical. A non-Sadi is that we testify. We would never testify based on a Chazaka. A Chazaka, no one ever calls Chazaka a non-Sadi. Chazaka Meikara.
Which one is stronger?
Sadi.
Which one is stronger?
I don't know. I would assume an Ansadi is stronger because an Ansadi is in the family of Adam.
That's the Kosher Kane. Why wouldn't I have an Ansadi if one guy's holding it? Benny's Benjamin's famous cash.
We find, for example, in the Sugya of Basra of Ein Adam Borea Tokas Mana, there's an Ansadi over there. That, according to some people, to Machlokes in the Gemara, that can be Maitzi Mamin. Chazaka can never be Maitzi Mamin. Chazaka Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. Rav can't be Maitzi Mamin. Shorty Chazaka can't be Maitzi Mamin. But over there, they say that it says there Chazaka in the Pretos Mano. The Nachas David said that Chazaka means an Ansadi. The word Chazaka, regretfully in the Gemara, just to confuse us, means different things in different places. Okay, anyway.
So will it come out in the case?
I probably have to go give it a share now. Okay, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Are we on Sunday? Sunday, Rebbe said there's one day for the sugya. What's the story with the Sunday night?
Oh, that's a good question. I assume we should, what's Sunday? Cautious, we should be on Sunday, no?
Anyway, it's after Yom Kippur, so the question is,
Yom Kippur is what, Monday night?
Monday night, yeah.
What do you people say?
The more the merrier, Rebbe. Rebbe knows I love Shir, but I passed myself because I said we should have it during the summer.
I assume we'll be on Sunday. Then we'll have a long break, so we should be on Sunday. Well, Kalmoy will obviously be off. And and then the next week too. So I assume we'll be on, but I would like tomorrow to start the Nachas, the
Nemuk Yosef.
I have to leave this Isis. And go to the Mugay Yosef. Let's get a little shas bekiyas. Doesn't hurt. Okay. Anyway, I have to. I'm going to serve that.
Is Rebbe doing a Chol Hamoed Tibble Shir or?
No, Rebbe Naiman is. I usually do Pesach. I'm off Sukkot. Okay. Shikayach, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.